This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Beatus.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Beatus, the old one.
It's brought to you weekly a monster in my podcast.
Shake, clap. And this is a, this has one of my favorite sentences.
Yes.
In this book. Because you have the description of it, and it sounds pretty lame.
It's a big old one-eyed snake that has a tentacle beard.
Yeah, it's a one-eyed like cyclops with a tentacle beard, crab claws, and an elephant's nose.
Yeah,
that's lame, I think. But the first sentence in this is: presently, Biatus is held at bay behind a door inscribed with an elder sign in an ancient castle in the Severn Valley area of Great Britain.
So if you guys can just not open that door, that'd be great.
Yeah, I love that. Presently, like as you're reading this, this is what's happening now.
Yeah.
You know, Biatus report, you know, and like the Severn Valley is real. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the where, you know, all the towns that Ramsay Campbell made up are fake. But this is the British Lovecraft country.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is where like the dark go to the woods comes from. You know, a lot of things are from Ramsay Campbell.
Yeah.
And yeah. This is I wish this had a cooler design. Everything else about it's pretty neat though.
Yes. Yeah, I love the little illustration in this, the medieval drawing of this guy.
Yeah, of the crab mm-hmm. critter.
Yeah.
Stuck behind a cave.
No. Yeah. But this is you know, it figures into De Vermis Mysterious, which mm-hmm. is people just trying to franchise a little bit of that, Necronomicon heat, you know, like my book's evil too.
I don't know if De Vermis Mystiques, who did that one, because Lovecraft did a bunch of them other than just Necronomicon.
Okay,
but I don't know if that's one.
Yeah, this is somebody else. It's like in the early 40s or something like that.
Okay,
yeah,
because there's one of them. There's a cool Unsprechen die Kalten or something. That's like mm-hmm. a Robert E. Howard one.
Yes,
that's pretty neat. And then they throw in the Malleus Majorum, Majorum or something like that, which is like the Witch Hammer, which is a real book about fighting witchcraft.
Yes,
that's in there. That's kind of cool. Like that, you're you know, keeper investigator can find and get sanity points and shit.
Gotcha.
Taken off. I think that's cool.
No, so I was mistaken. De Vermis Mysteries, it was made by Robert Bloch, and H.P. Lovecraft mm-hmm. just said, yeah, cool. I'll put that in.
I'll use that.
Yeah.
Creator Psycho.
Hmm.
So the big thing for this guy is I don't like anybody who can't use hands to do things. I think if you just have claws, like this guy just has crab claws. Like this is very big energy, like the rise of the imperfects energy, where like, I'm going to need you to be able to type if you're going to be a scary god.
Yeah. you got big Zoidberg problems, buddy.
Yeah. Zoidberg. I don't know how Zoidberg lives, and neither does Zoidberg. You know, because yeah, just having claws.
Yeah.
You go to the fair and you look at the crab boy and you think he has everything.
Mm.
You know, but if you can only touch type.
Hey, Gary, do you?
That was a joke, Cole.
Okay.
I don't think the crab boy has everything.
No.
I understand the crab boy is probably pretty sad.
Yeah. No, he's at a fair. Another one of my favorite details about this, oftentimes this could be the case, but they call it out specifically. This great old one can be summoned by touching one of its statues, which would really irritate me because you cannot clean the statue.
Oh yeah. Well, that's why they have those ushers telling you not to touch the statues.
Mm, yeah.
You know, cause you can't get finger grease on them or summon.
Yeah. I know your oils will summon, summon Beatus.
Yeah. You called? Wash your fucking hands.
Yeah.
Goopy
little kid.
Yeah. Stop snotting me.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.